But also, I want to be a glow stick twirling kid.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to Cheap Wine Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica.
I'm Michael.
And we are here to talk about cheap wine, parenting, and everything in between. So, this week's wine is Winking Owl Moscato. It is from Aldi. $2.99 is the price for it. And let's have a drink. It is deliciously sweet. What do you think, Michael?
It's far from being the sweetest wine that we've ever tried, but it's definitely sweet.
It says that, sweet, obviously. Delightful flavors of grape, citrus, apricot, and peach, not apricot.
This definitely isn't the same one we had before with apricots in it.
No, I feel like that was the white sin.
Okay.
I think, right?
You're probably right.
And this is good with spicy cuisine, light cheeses, and desserts.
We had some pretty spicy tofu for dinner.
We did, so we didn't have any of this with dinner, but, yeah. If we had, it would have gone well with our dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. It's very drinkable.
It is.
For $3, you can't go wrong.
I agree. I really like it. I like a Moscato, though. Really like a sparkling Moscato, but this is legit. Would buy again.
Good job, Aldi. And let me tell you about Aldi. It's a store where you can go and shop and buy your groceries for a good price. And the cashiers aren't friendly, but they will get you out quickly. I'm just kidding. They're friendly. You should see the look I got from my wife. But they're not a sponsor. If they want a sponsor, though, we're willing to negotiate. Call us.
Slide into those DMs.
Yeah, slide into our DMs for our very optimized social media.
Yeah, but for real, Aldi is amazing and has great prices on things, and you can go in looking for your wine, your produce, your meat, your milk, your chips, your dinner items, and also leave with a generator.
Yeah.
So, what more could you ask for?
They have a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, and those little bit of things are only available sometimes. Okay. Get them while they're hot.
What's their slogan? Simply Smarter Shopping?
I feel like that changed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I bet it says on the receipt if we had one.
We don't.
Okay.
So, real-time follow-up. The Aldi slogan is Shop Differently with an I.
Oh, I knew that.
It's,
because, you know, Aldi ends in an I. Get it? Get it?
It's bad.
Oh, I agree.
They should feel bad. It's like a German thought of it.
Yeah.
Nothing against Germans.
And I love Aldi. Mm-hmm. We both do. So, nothing against Aldi. It's just not a good thing.
Aldi, slide into our DMs. We can help you.
Anyway, so let's follow up. What's been going on the past week since we last recorded? We had a busy weekend this past weekend. That's what we told you last week.
Yeah, so Dig Dug, we owe you follow up. It wasn't that busy. So on Monday I went to work and someone asked how my weekend was. And I was like, I can't really think of anything that I did. But I know we did something. So what did we do? Oh, so Saturday we went to the Apple store and did a return.
Because of my phone case that was absolutely awful.
Yeah, the Apple Clear case is highly not recommended by this podcast.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
Like 0%.
Like 0%.
You have hundreds of better options, if not thousands.
You don't need to spend a lot. I have a $10 case on my phone right now.
And it's the best case. It's the, I think it's the wire cutter pick for a clear case.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
It's really good.
It is.
The buttons are nice to hit. It's not super slippery.
Slippery. But yeah, so we went to the Apple store, and then what else?
We went to Trader Joe's.
We did.
And we went to Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Like we do every weekend.
It's like our only place we eat out.
It's literally the only place we eat out. We've had a couple of pizza restaurants.
Yeah.
And a Mexican place.
Yeah. And also went to the REI grand opening.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
It was, I think they, oh, so we got there like around 10:30. Michael was like, yeah, we should go. And I was like, okay. And then we pull into the parking lot and it was jammed. And I think they opened at 10. We got there at 10:30, like I said. And they must have given stuff out. People had coffee. People had, like, water bottle, REI water bottles. They probably had, like, the first X amount of people got this stuff. And then they ran out of coffee in the bottles. But
yeah, we did not get coffee.
We did not get anything. I was literally like, no, let's not. No. No. I don't want to go in. We're not going to buy anything, so why? But we were there, so.
I wanted to look at bike stuff. And I don't know, I just like to look at clothes, even though I don't like to buy clothes, I think. And there's something, like, I have this weird fascination with going to malls or shopping places. I think it's part of being the last of that generation of kids who went to the malls, and we grew up doing this stuff. And it was something that Jessica and I did to pass the time in the infancy of our relationship when neither of us had a job or,
or money.
Money or, like, a plan for life.
Yeah.
And so I'm weirdly nostalgic about it. Fortunately, I now take weirdly nostalgic about going to brick and mortar shopping locations over being weirdly nostalgic about going to IHOP, which is another thing that we did regularly.
True.
So we haven't been to IHOP in 10 years, at least.
I've been with work. I had a meeting there with work.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they had a lot for you.
I got the omelet made with, like, the something or other that doesn't have cream of gluten soup in it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
anyway, retail. And then, I think we went home. So
also, yeah. You forgot. Oh, you go ahead.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Friday night, we went to a brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was exciting.
It was Lil M's first brewery visit.
It's true.
She did great.
She did amazing.
She chilled in her stroller. Then after we ate, she had some snacks. We went there. It was only like a 20-minute drive, 15-minute, something like that. It was very rush close. Hour. We went there because there's a vegan food truck that was there. So we were like, yeah, let's go. And so we decided to go. It was fun. We weren't there super long, but an hour and a half.
Yeah. So follow Mustard Seed Food Co. on Insta. It's legit.
It's so good. Like, so good.
Yeah. A+, we'll eat there again.
And spend $30.
It's expensive. Well, I won't say it's expensive. We get an appetizer every time, which we don't usually do.
Yeah.
So other than that, it's like the prices are good. The food is good.
It's fresh ingredients. Like, she makes it. They make it right there. Obviously, it's a food truck. Like, whatever. It's a small business. It's really not. Was it $27 for our dinner and or both of our meals and then an appetizer?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
It's not awful.
No, that's not bad. So.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And we'll keep going.
And we'll keep going wherever she pops up.
Maybe someday we should talk about why we eat vegan food.
Yeah. That's for another time.
Yeah, it can be a topic.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that we thought it would be a busy weekend is that we started doing a shared calendar in our family to try and keep track of all the doctor's appointments and other events in our family, plus the add things to it that we want to do or that come to mind, and like other things too, like trash day and recycling day, just so that we don't forget about those. So anyway, we added a number of events for this past weekend, and so we thought it would be busy. And one of the events was an Oktoberfest that was in downtown for Saturday, but it was really, really extremely hot. And it was also very expensive.
It was so, so hot. So, I didn't want to. I'm not pleasant when I'm sweating profusely. And, like Michael said, it was expensive. We could do pre-sale tickets, and that got us in and got one free beer and a mug. And then if you bought it online, they were like, there's tax and the fees and everything. And it was going to be for pre-sale for one beer and a mug. It was going to be like $27. Like, well, what's it going to be when we get there? Like, is it going to be worth it? Because then you have to pay for everything else. You have to pay for the food. You have to pay for more beers. And
if there's even food that we can eat. And yeah. Jessica can't drink the beer because she's gluten-free.
Right. So we decided not to. I don't know what else was added to it.
Oh, I added the vintage festival, but it ended up being for motorcycles, and we're not really motorcycle people.
True.
So, I don't know, I just felt like there was a lot to do. Maybe I just had this idea in my brain about the REI grand opening. I just felt like there was a lot happening. In this city, there's a Cars and Coffee every Saturday that I feel like I want to go to, but then I remember when I get there that I don't like people or talking about things or to people that I don't know, especially. So, I don't know, I feel something about that.
Yeah, I thought Oktoberfest would be fun. We went last year when I was pregnant. To a tiny one. Tiny one.
It was barely an Oktoberfest.
Yeah, but we went, and it was fun. Michael had...
too many beers, I'm sure.
Not too many, but you were feeling it.
I think I got a mixed drink, though, at the Mexican place.
Yeah, we went to Oktoberfest and had Mexican for dinner. But yeah, it was, so the weekend was good. On Sunday, we did some house stuff, you know, since we're newly in the house, cleaned up, unpacked a couple things, chipping away little by little. You know, you always get everything out of the way, like the big stuff, and you're like, okay, I'm good. Like, the living room looks good, the kitchen's put together, the baby's room is good, and then there's the boxes that just have random stuff that you've accumulated over the years. For example, when we were emptying this box, I found a DSW coupon that expired in June of 2016. So, fun.
Maybe they'd still take it.
I mean, maybe. Could have asked.
That's crazy. We got that coupon when we lived in two states ago, most likely.
And probably, yeah. Wild.
That is wild.
So, that's something that we did this weekend. Another thing that's been going on with us, a continuation again, the geese that have been invading our yard. And this time it's a full, like, their invasion. So we got a spray to spray on the grass that apparently, like, disrupts their nasal passages is what I read. So... sprayed that Saturday morning, and then they didn't come until Tuesday? Was it yesterday?
Yep.
Okay, so today's Wednesday, they came back yesterday, and I'm at home, Michael had already gone to work, sitting in the living room with Lil' M, and I hear geese, and I quickly jump up, and I look in the sky, and I counted when they were in the sky. There were 17 geese flying overhead, and one was in our yard. And I was like, oh my gosh. So, like, they went through the sky and then turned back around. And I was like, okay, we're good. And we weren't good. They came back. All of them. All of them landed in our yard. And I was like, oh my gosh. They're pissed off at us for spraying the grass. And they're like, we're going to show you.
Yeah, I don't know if Pegleg Pete, like, told all his friends that our backyard is, like, a resort, or if he, like, hates us and, like, he knew that this would make us angry, but I got the text from Jessica as I was driving, and it was all my worst nightmares coming true, because I know, like, I think geese are somehow protected, or they're hard to get rid of, because when I was working in a different state, we had a goose nest in the parking lot, and they, like, had to protect it. They couldn't move it or anything like this. And so then they eventually, once the geese started to grow up and they were hatched or whatever, they hired, like, Goosebusters, I think was the name of the company.
And no.
I swear to you, it was. And there was a guy with a Pontiac Vibe and a kayak on the roof and his dog. These were the Goosebusters.
And the dog just chased them?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it was a super trained dog to chase geese, and he had a kayak where he could... I don't know what he would do with the kayak, to be honest.
Does he put them all in the kayak and let them float away?
I don't know. But we had a small pond with a fountain in it. So
where
maybe,
was this?
This was my old job in Michigan. So, So that was the thing. So anyway, like, I have this idea that we're going to have to call Goosebusters and have this guy come down from Michigan. But fortunately, we have something better than Goosebusters.
We have our own Goosebuster in the name of our dog, Frisky.
So she's...
And she's great. She does the job.
She runs after the geese, but doesn't run too far.
Yeah.
And
she'll bark.
They leave.
And they leave. I got a nervous, and, like, I know... Generally, geese don't, like, attack you unless there is a nest around. But when there are, like, 17 geese in our yard, like, I'm a little nervous about sending a dog out to chase them. So, Michael was like, we'll keep her on the leash and see how it goes. So, we were on the steps of the deck, and all she had to do was bark, and they started to fly away. So, when that happened, I just let the leash go, and they did. They all left, and they haven't been back since. So, been 36 hours. We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
So, that's been going on. Man, wild.
Wild.
And then, anything else going on with you?
I don't think so. Oh, I've been doing better with my running. So, it was a good weekend for running. It was a little bit cooler on Saturday morning. So, I did 8 miles, I think. And then, I've done the last 2 mornings. I've been able to get out of bed because the weather finally broke here where the lows are under 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which is... What? You're looking at me...
Thanks for saying Fahrenheit.
I work with a bunch of Germans. I have to clarify my units.
Okay.
So
you don't know our demographic, though.
We have 2% of people who have listened to this podcast are from Italy, so...
Okay.
It's for them. Shout out. So, yeah, anyway, the lows, like, when we're waking up, it's dark and 5 a.m., it's been 72 degrees or whatever. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And so, recently, it's been in the 60s and even the 50s a couple of, one day at least. So, that's been nice for running for me. So, here's hoping I can keep it up. I have a 5K next weekend, and I certainly will not be anywhere close to PR in that, but... I'd still like to do well, and then I'm planning to do a half marathon by the end of the year in around Thanksgiving, the weekend before Thanksgiving, I think. So, maybe the weekend of Thanksgiving. It's like the 22nd or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. And so, what about you, Jessica? What's going on?
So, we've talked about me running before, but with my foot and... As you can see here, Michael, it is still bruised, the poor thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided to start walking more, and like Michael said, since the weather has finally broken, it's nice that I can take a walk at 9 a.m. if I want to, or 10 a.m., and it not be 85 degrees already. So today I took a walk around 9:15, and I think it was right around 70 or just over, and it was nice. So been walking more. Gonna start doing some other fitness stuff. Checked out the Y. We haven't joined yet, but we'll see about that. But yeah, that's basically been what's going on with me.
Alright.
So, let's move on to what have we Googled?
Jessica, what have you Googled?
Okay, so this is gonna apparently be like a normal thing for me. Googling baby sleep once again. Because 2 nights in a row, little M decided to wake up anywhere between 1 and 2 a.m. And she doesn't do that. Like, that's super rare. The only time that she does that is usually when she's sick. And, yeah. So I was like, what the heck is going on? 9 months, is this a regression? Which, yes, we've already talked about this. Anywhere between 8 and 10 months could be a regression. So, crazy baby. I discovered nothing new. I'm sure that is shocking since I have Googled this a million times. I have also Googled stuff for the house. Since it's a new house, we need a rug for the living room. Just for her protection, kind of. And there's an outlet on the floor that's got little covers on it, but we want to cover that up. So if you had like a TV or an end table there, you could plug something in.
You think somebody would put a TV there? It's for like...
Oh, that's true. Why a TV? I don't know.
No, it's for like a... It's for like a lamp or something on it, or like charging your phone.
It doesn't matter. It's on the floor and we want to cover it up. So also curtains, just, you know, things like that. Bins to help organize things. Because when Michael and I were unpacking on Sunday, I said we need to be better organized. Like all the candles need to be in one spot. And all of this, all our pens and stuff need to be in one spot. So we want to get better with that. I also Googled, this was part of our Saturday adventure too, where can we buy craft beer in this city? There's a really nice place downtown, but we weren't in the area to venture down there, so we didn't. So I Googled places, and I went to one. Is one of the shoes mine?
No.
We went to one of the places to check out their cider, and it was things that I've seen other places. So, yeah, that's something that I Googled. And also, last thing for me, I've Googled replacing paper towels because you're throwing away paper all the time. It's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you use microfibers? Do you get those, like, cloth napkins things that just feel cheap, basically? There's bamboo paper towels, so at least it's better for the environment. Like, just trying to figure out what I can do because, especially, like, washing bottles a lot and then cleaning up after little M when she eats, like I use a paper towel or two, like I get a wet one and wipe her down and then I get another one. Should we just switch to baby wipes for her to clean her up when she's eating? I don't know. So trying to figure that out. Got the help of my cousin who's good with this, and she suggested the bamboo paper towels, but she has also said that she hasn't found anything that's like legit, that seems like it's quality enough to replace the real paper towels. So, boring stuff that I have Googled. Mike, what about you?
I have something baby related for a change. I Googled glow sticks the other day.
Yeah.
Because little M has this little toy that's a cloud and it kind of lights up like a glow stick. And so it made me nostalgic for glow sticks when I was a kid and we went to like Disney or Kings Island or wherever else, and how you'd have to crack them and then they start making light. And so
now I want a glow stick.
Yeah, you can't have one, I guess, but if you want. So I Googled what's in a glow stick, and it's not that exciting, but it's just I think it's hydrogen peroxide and then a different chemical that when you crack it they mix together, and that's what causes the glow.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And can then we do that?
I don't think you can buy the chemical. Like, it's best that it stays contained.
Okay, okay.
And also, I mean, there's other issues with single-use plastics in this way, but so the reason that it can, if you put it in a freezer, it doesn't really bring it back. Like, I think I remember mm-hmm. thinking that it would bring it back. It doesn't, but it does slow down the reaction.
I was going to say, it keeps it, lit up longer.
Right, but it lights for it's less bright, and so yeah, they're always brightest when you first crack them because the reaction is happening more rapidly at that time and more slowly at other times.
Man, so weren't like going somewhere and getting like a glow like crown, like a hat thing or a necklace or something, like the really skinny neck like ones that you hook into each other, those were so much fun.
We didn't get a lot of those. We were a cheap family.
A kid again.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but that's not happening. You're old.
I know.
But also, I want to be a glow stick twirling kid.
Yeah. You could be a meme.
I don't want to be a meme.
Oh, okay.
Life goals, don't be a meme.
Okay.
Other things I've been Googling include BMW batteries, so our BMW electric car has a small battery that's not the kind of battery that you would associate with being an electric car battery. Or, yeah, so normally you think of, like, the large lithium battery when you think of an electric car, but this is the stupid little 12-volt battery that all cars have. And so I've been trying to find a way to save a buck on my BMW battery, and I did a bunch of Googling for that at work the other day. So thanks to my company for allowing me to have access to the internet while I'm supposedly doing work for them. But yeah, ultimately I made a decision to try and make something work, and it didn't work, as I found out this afternoon. So back to the drawing board / sending Jessica on a mission to pick me up a battery tomorrow to make sure the car doesn't leave us stranded.
Yeah, but I have to take the BMW, so...
No, I'll take it.
No, but what if it strands you?
Then I guess I'll walk home.
I mean, better to strand you since you don't have a kid.
Yeah, I don't have a kid.
And we can come pick you up.
Mm-hmm. Let's just hope I don't get stranded.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the what I've been Googling section. So let's go ahead and hit up a cheap wine parenting quick hit while we have a break in the action here, and we'll be right back. We're back for another cheap wine parenting quick hit. Jessica, what are we drinking?
Tonight we are drinking a pomegranate mimosa. This is purchased from Aldi for, I believe, $6.99. But honestly, we've had it for a little while, so I don't remember the price, and the receipt is gone. But we are coming to you live from the dining room table, so let's try it. Michael, what are your thoughts?
It's got a big, can definitely taste the pomegranate up front. It's basically juice, let's be honest. It barely has any sparkle to it, so it's just basically juice with alcohol.
I agree. It's sweet. It's not the super sweetest that it could be, but this is with white wine instead of champagne or something like that, so that's why there's no sparkling. Ah. Yes. But agreed, it's straight up juice. I could drink the whole thing on my own and regret it.
So to read the bottle, it says the notes are experienced fresh squeezed pomegranate juice with dry premium white wine. And it complements brunch, Asian food, and cheese, which is ironic because we're eating tacos for dinner. And it's originating in the United States. So that's about all we can say about the pomegranate mimosa. Any closing thoughts?
It's good. Would buy again for myself and myself only.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. If you paid $6.99, I'd like to see it a little bit less, honestly. But, I mean, I like juice. So.
Yeah, I like juice.
All right. Back to the show. And we're back. So, man, that was such a good wine.
So good.
I have no idea. I don't know which one I'm putting in here. Let's go ahead and get on to our protein and starch, the main topic for this episode. And today we're going to talk about social media and the baby and how we decide what pictures we're going to put on the social media. So, I think the idea here is that when you're not a parent, you find that a lot of the social media that you consume from parents can have too many babies in it, and it can be almost nauseating. And so, now that we're parents, how do we decide what we're going to post as longtime non-parents who lived in the social media world? So, I don't know. What do you have to add about this, Jessica?
So, I mean, yeah. We didn't even make a post on social media saying that I was pregnant, and our thing was, let's do a boom, drop the bomb on people and do a post like, hey, we had a baby, surprise. And it worked. I got a comment like, I had no idea you were pregnant. And I was like, yep, that was the point.
It worked.
And one of Michael's former coworkers was like, oh my gosh, when you post that you had the baby, they are going to go searching like through every Facebook post, Instagram post, Twitter post that you have and be like, did I miss something?
I mean, I've done that with numerous topics in my past with other people because that's what social media encourages.
Yeah.
The type of behavior it encourages.
Yeah. So we've been very limited in it. I'm not limited in it in the fact that I'm trying to protect her. I'm limited in the post. Like Michael said, I don't want to bombard people with it. So, like, on Snapchat, I know who I can send these things to and who will actually appreciate it or when they would appreciate it. like a cute video and all this stuff. And it's good for the for family to see, since we are not in our home state, city, anything, that it's nice for the family to be able to see her from a distance. So that's mainly like what I do. Instagram, I went through a spurt of putting pictures on in my Instagram story, because I feel like more people are interested in it there, and also like it could get lost in stories and with everyone posting stories nowadays. So but yeah, I don't post that much, occasionally here and there. I don't want to be the people that like, oh my gosh, she's a month old and she's 9 months old and I love her. And I'm not bashing anyone who does it. I know that sometimes you see so many of them that it's like nauseating, that I just don't want to add to it. And if I want people to see a picture of her, then I'll post a picture. So it's just going to be really difficult. Like, well, I mean, who knows what social media is going to be like in 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. But how much do we share on the reg is what the thing is, which Michael doesn't share much at all.
Yeah, so I mean, I was oddly conflicted about this, and I would say that I was a driving force behind us not doing much in pregnancy, although you were totally okay with it too. And
we talked about for a while baby eloping and being like, surprise, I'm 8 months pregnant.
I think it would have been rad, just because like I think the whole experience of having a kid is something that I wanted to experience from kind of a neutral point of view. I didn't want advice or unsolicited opinions or ideas and how we chose to do things. And I didn't want a lot of things. And so, just keeping it close to the vest was kind of, it played into that, and it's just what I wanted. And so it was great that we didn't do that ever. And then I didn't really want to do like a huge baby announcement or any of this stuff. Like, if you know us, you know, and if you don't know, you'll find out when it's time. And if you don't find out, then it doesn't matter. You didn't need to know. And I even kept my family the first time they visited from posting about her on any social platform. And I've done my best to keep her off of Facebook. Like, I mean, there's a chance she's never been on Facebook yet, her face, but no. Okay, maybe not, but
I shared it on Facebook.
Back when you were still on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, but that's life, and okay with it. And, I just think that she's ours to share, and even that's debatable, right? Like, there's this whole idea that we don't even have the right to share her, that it's her life and her face. And so so I try to be aware of that, but she still ends up in my Instagram stories because she's a part of what I do when I'm at home, and I like posting pictures of her, and sometimes it's a lot. Some days I'll post a few, but most days I don't post any. And so I think that the beauty of stories especially is that people can skip it if they don't want to. And so I think that's more or less the thought process behind it, just that I share what I want to share, and I try not to do anything that's too wild or, like, too in your face or too, I don't know, like, I'm not trying to rub in that I have a kid, but my kid's awesome and you should appreciate it. You don't have to appreciate it. Like, my kid is awesome and we have a good time together and we like each other. I think she likes me. And I just try to show that there are good things to being a parent, because I spent many years thinking of if it was good at all, and it's definitely been good.
Yeah, for sure. And like Michael said, like, it being our experience and all that, like, I'm the same way. Like, we wanted to experience the pregnancy thing alone and didn't want constant worry if anything was going on with me or the amount that I was working, since I worked 50 hours a week and I was on my feet all day, so people were obviously worried about that. but we didn't. If people asked, like, I would give info. People ask now about her, I'm going to give info, but it's just not something that we feel the need to share with everyone at every point. And some days, like Michael said, on, like, for me, for example, on Snapchat, I'll share 20 pictures of her, and other days, there's, like, 5. So, like, I go back, but Snapchat's nice. It just disappears.
Well, 5 is still a lot. That's what I'm laughing about.
I know, but I send it to my cousin, my sister-in-law. In-laws. You.
Mm-hmm.
Friends. So, like, whatever. But, yeah, it's just a tricky time right now. I feel like she's only in, like, 3 of my Instagram posts. Who knows?
So. Yeah.
But also with this, too, like, the constant picture taking, like, she's gonna, it's great. Michael and I have talked about this. It's great, and it's, like, a blessing and a curse that we have these amazing pictures, cameras on us at all times that, we can document everything, but, like, when is it too much? Like, do I need 6 pictures of her in her little wagon tonight? Probably not. So, just all that. And then she's going to grow up with, like, knowing, like, there's a picture, there's a camera, there's something in her face at all times. Like, at what point is she going to do stuff for that attention?
I mean, I think we're close to that already. She already likes grabbing our phones and looking at them like we do, and she likes seeing her face on the screen.
Yeah.
She ripped her first selfie today for Jessica.
Yeah, there's like 5 on my phone right now, and it's just like a little bit of her forehead and an eyebrow.
So we've got some margin for improvement.
Yeah,
here.
For that's sure. Like
room for improvement.
Yeah. Areas of opportunity are there.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a balance, and like most of us, like, well, most of the people listening to this didn't grow up with a camera phone in their face because camera phones weren't a thing.
Right.
And so, like, every moment of our lives was not documented. Like, if I wanted to look back at what I looked like on my 9 months and 7 days or whatever she's at now, like, I couldn't do that. That's not possible.
Right.
There weren't pictures of me that day. And if there are, they were on film and not, like...
And also not really well written. Like, my grandma took a ton of pictures, and she would write the ages of us on the back of it, like the name and why we were together, like it was someone's birthday or something like that. But like, I'm sure there wasn't like 9 months and a week.
Yeah, but even so, like how hard would it be for you to find that picture now?
As oh, for sure.
As opposed to how simple it is to go to Google Photos and
that's
be
true.
Like, I want to see October 2019 photos.
That's true. That's true.
And who knows what it'll be like in 30 years, but...
Right. But it's just something. And, like, I thought of this because a couple weeks ago, Jenny Molin, she's a writer, an actress, also married to another actor who I'm not going to name because her husband doesn't define her. But she shared, she does pieces on for Parent Magazine? I don't know. About everything about kids and being a mom and other things. So she said that her oldest son was, I don't remember the story exactly, but throwing a tantrum or something, and he was like, it's okay, you can take a picture and post about this. I think he's 5 years old. Like, oh no. So that's why I really started to think about it. Like, so like at what point are we gonna have to like really make a conscious effort to like phones out of the way, like in our pocket, and sure, take a picture, like pose for me, but nothing like that. Nothing like, ah ha ha, you're throwing a temper tantrum. Which, I mean, everyone's been there. So, but there's like, it's a fine line, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely something we'll grapple with and something we'll probably revisit on this very show.
Yes. For sure.
So, I mean, I think that's enough for 1 week. That's enough content. We're basically out of wine and out of ideas and out of words. So, As always, thanks for listening. Be sure to tell your friends to go to anchor.fm/cheap, and you can go there too if you want to send us a question, write us a review on wherever you can find us. We're trying to get on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if we're not good enough for them yet, but working on that. But you can find us. You already found us. I don't need to tell you how to find us. But
tell your friends. Share us. Share the post on Instagram.
Like and subscribe.
Yes, do everything.
And also hit us up on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is
Cheap Wine Parenting.
And let us know your thoughts and follow us. And as Jessica said, share our post and
send us messages.
Send us messages.
Feedback. Anything.
And maybe someday we'll do a giveaway or something.
Ooh.
If we get enough listeners.
Yeah.
So
let's do that.
Okay.
We'll get more info for the next podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, thanks a lot, and we will be back with you soon.
See you. Bye.